They just appear to.
This is
I don't cost as much.
This is tape number 2, April 4th, 1992. Thank you, Commander.
These ones come right out of and have found what appeals to man. You are looking for your spirituality, and they can offer it to you. They can promise you how to get in touch with your higher self, and you grasp at it because you've forgotten it's right there. You know, you've got to go do something. Or nothing, depending on which is your trip, being or doing. And they have even taken the name of the component, you know, the major programming parts of the computer system. And that's what they do. They program you. Go experience. If you have anywhere from $100 to $300 for the day. That's up to you. That's up to you. But you don't need anything to be with God. And more programming will only get you locked in more soundly to the confusion factor. You see, it's like the high-protein diet. How could the diet industry or the medical profession possibly tell you that's a good one? You eat a chicken leg a day and you're done. What would you do with the billions of dollars of crap you put in through your face to be on a diet? Unhealthy? Why did you get fat in the first place? That was the unhealthy part. If you got busy doing what you're supposed to be doing with your life, that would be the least thing that you focus on. And I guarantee you, your food and your intake and what you should or shouldn't eat is the biggest thing in your life after sex. And they'll even tell you, they even give you a diet for sex. I'm not dosing you. If you eat this, you know. Anything to keep you focused on spending money and locked in. Get out of prison. For goodness sakes, get out of prison. Look at what it is they're doing. Reason in your mind. Well, it's not good to be in ketosis for a long time. How do you know? Who told you that? Dr. Atkins said it's okay, but Dr. Goldberg said it's really wrong. How does he know? Well, the scientists said, what do the scientists know? What are ketones? Well, I don't know, but they turn little sticks purple. Well, what's on the little stick? Well, I don't know. Why do you ask me all these complicated questions? Because I want you to think. What makes you think that being in ketosis is bad? Well, because sometimes you're spilling ketones if you're diabetic. So what? It's how much glucose you spill if you're diabetic. Well, then I don't know, but they said it's pretty bad to remain that way. Well, the first potato you eat, you're out. So it has a quick remedy. And you're out even quicker if you choose pie or cake. So a little poison will fix it. Ketones are formed when you break down fat. Hot dog! We just have it, don't we? All us overweight now have it. Ketones are a normal byproduct of breaking down fat, which is a requirement of the body for fuel. If you are not getting carbohydrates, starches, and sugars. Now that was simple, wasn't it? We've gotten through another lesson. Uh-oh. What do I eat if I'm a vegetarian? Stay thin. So that you don't have to worry about it. God put things on your place for your use. It is not the utilization of these things. It is the gross mistreatment and irreverence of life. What makes the goat better than what the goat eats? Its level of consciousness. You ones have to come into balance with what is real and what is not. Do I advocate going and killing all the goats? No. But I want you to be reasonable in your thought processes. If you go into a market, let's just get it down. Let us go into your refrigerator that is now ready to grow green moss. Only it's inedible green moss. Why didn't you eat that piece of meat while it was still good? What have you done? Have you dishonored the cow? Yes. Not by originally having the meat, but by wasting it. Through the waste and the destruction do you become the bad stewards. Not by utilizing that which God has given for your use. And has given those very beings almost instant recycling. It's the difference in consciousness. They are never going to be of higher consciousness. You can take an ape and he will never be a man. You did not evolve from an ape. You evolved as a man, as a human in perfection. You have sought balance, and yes, you have evolved in natural selection. But you are the highest of the creations. Don't insult God. Those other things were created mostly to give you a balanced world in which to experience. And the joy and the sustenance of those things. And you're measured by how you use those things. Ones want to say the dolphins and the whales are higher beings. No, they're not. But they are brilliant. But they are not sold energy forms. And they're not brothers from outer space. There are plenty in places in outer space, and your place prepared for you has them. Count on it. soberly read me some questions.
All right. Number one from MJC in Oakland. I would like to know if it is possible to find out if I have an implant. If so, how do I go about this? If I do have one of these implants, is it possible to have it removed? If it cannot be removed, can its influence on me be negated? And if so, how? Does the existence of an implant within a person preclude them from making the transition? What will happen to pets, dogs, cats, etc., if of the people who do make the transition to another placement?
No, if you have an implant, and we have to, there are different types, and as I listen to the question, he is talking obviously of an adversarial implant, or what they do in the military for programming purposes. Those are usually done with micro dots, microchips that are literally injected. They are so tiny that it would take much, much very complicated equipment to focus in on it. And it would be very difficult to remove it. So I would suggest that if you have one, you're stuck with it. And every military man from Korea on who has ever had an injection of any kind in the military has one. If they are no longer focusing on you, you won't feel many adverse effects from it ever. As from time to time they're activated for a given political need, you will respond. How do you counter that? It sounds too simple to believe, but if you know you have one, then you simply accept it and they cannot overprogram you. You just don't allow it. You forget the capability of this marvelous computer that you are, that you can override a mere micro dot. And if you are attuned to the extent that you're concerned about transition, then you are attuned enough in the frequency of the higher energies that they can't touch you with it. They can impact you, but they cannot cause you to act against your will according to the laws. Now, that's all there is to it. It is totally simplistic. But you have to know what those laws are. You have to know where you're headed. Because in the confusion, the strongest of the programming will prevail. And if you already have the will that you don't want to do these bad things and you don't want to live in this depression and you don't want to do all of these things, then it will continue to fight against it and fight against it and fight against it. And finally, when you do know about it and what you're doing, you will simply put it aside, render it useless as far as the programming. It doesn't mean that you will not be maybe even more susceptible than your brother, but it's doubtful anymore because all of you are under attack all the time now. And they have been able to get micro dots in, and these are little receivers. They have the ability in every injectable there is. Remember, the elite who they are. And they are the drug houses. So if you've had a shot of penicillin, you might well have already gotten your little dots. You have one guardian, and that is God. And if your intent is to serve God, especially during this transition, you're already on the list. And it's just as well you don't dwell on it. Just know, it's like divorce anymore. There was a time, you know, when divorce was frowned upon, and to be from a broken home gave you an excuse to be every lousy thing and failure that you could think of. Well, now that so many of the children have five sets of parents, it's no longer an excuse. It may be a valid reason for confusion and erratic behavior, but it's no longer a good excuse. Let's have another one.
This is a much asked question. It's ascribed here to JCH from Arizona. I am forever in your service for the little bit of knowledge that you have given to me in your books and journals. But my biggest problem is my home. My wife will not even look at this wonderful work. Is there anything that I can do to work around this problem? Hatton would like to speak to the issue of underground visualization.
Wait. Oops. Let me. I've already covered that a little bit.
Yes.
But my direct confrontation to the issue would be, sit down, darling. Here with me, precious. I would like to hear your objections. And it'll be something like this. Well, if you loved me, in total sobriety, sit together and say, look, I need, and quite frankly, darling, I need you to try to understand me. And you refuse. Do you not love me? And then, of course, it's going to come back. Of course, I love you. Love does not do this, Marianne. Love is giving. And if you love me, you will give me enough just to at least look at this. Before you make your judgment, you have no right to judge it or me without knowing. Well, it's evil and I refuse to taint myself with it. Then you have just said you do not respect me enough to give anything. And then, precious ones, you who are in the hot seat, have to release it. All right, you have just told me that you do not love me or this marriage enough to work at this. Well, I don't think our marriage has anything to do with it. It has everything to do with it. Your divinity, precious ones, has everything to do with it. And if you betray self enough to say, oh, well, you win. I won't read it anymore. I won't bring it in the house. And I won't talk about it. You have just served evil. Because even if what you are reading is evil and they will not look at it, they do not care enough about you to respect what it is you may be trying to see. It's hard. And you cannot force. And if they say, oh, well, let me have it, what do you think they're going to get out of it? But you must confront it if it means a great deal to you. And if you are reading it, you can also begin by saying, hey, let's put the spiritual part aside even. We'll deal with that later. Look at this. You know, there's a big underground defense facility right under our ground they didn't tell us about with missiles armed. I don't want to hear about that. Why don't you want to hear about it? Well, because it just destroys my day. And every time I want to talk about something, you want to talk about this. What is it that you wanted to talk about? Well, Junior came home from school today. And they won't let him wear his hair in pigtails. Oh. You're going to have to put values and priorities. Because remember, you have to meet God. Not you and Mary. Not you and Junior with the pigtails. He's got to handle that. Mostly the teacher has to handle it, and you for letting him think that pigtails are okay. And maybe they're okay. I don't care about pigtails. It's you. What are you willing to sacrifice to earth, physical plane? Because it's you. And if you deny God, just let's pretend that maybe I'm right. I certainly don't bring you anything that will hurt you. Goodness doesn't really hurt you. And if I'm bringing you a Christian Christ teaching, can't very well hurt you, can it? So let's just take a wild chance that maybe I'm right. And you deny it. Where are you? You're getting closer and closer and closer to judgment day. You're in the sorting. And you thought it came sort of when you got cancer and old and died. No. Somebody else lied to you. Judgment day comes while you're still very much alive. The choice is made while you're still alive. After you're dead, it's too late. You only know what you did wrong as that life goes by you in that split second. After it's too late to fix it. Some of you go on over here and say, "Ooh, oops, I didn't get it done, did I?" No, sir. What do you want to do about it? I better go back. Nobody can do it for you. So you have to evaluate. And then I suggest you not push. Because if you push, you drive them farther away. And once they have made an emphatic statement of, "No, I will not," there is no saving face to come back and say, "Well, maybe I will." Most people are not that big. Especially in this day and time when they are being bombarded and sucked over here and being trained that you need all of these other things to get to God. You know, you have to tithe, you have to do all of this. How can you do that? God's within. What are you going to do? Feed your nickels in through your slot machine? Let us have another question.
Could you speak to the issue of underground visualization as to searching for rare metals and things of that type?
Okay.
Yes, I can. But also, I also know what else was in this particular writer's letter. This one, this particular writer, has a metals business. And he feels if he could find the precious metals, he could refine them, and then we would have, I mean, this is genuinely, it's like the man in France. Bless his heart, he had figured if he played the lottery so many times, and being in God's service, all we had to do was figure a way to send a ship to pick it up of money. We wouldn't be able to carry it all. And this is given in love. People are desperate trying to figure out how to help when they don't have it to send to help. What could I do? I'm in the metals business. You tell me where to dig, and I'll dig, and I'll melt it, and I'll bring it to you. No, he won't. His wife hates us. Do you really think if he had all that gold and he was going to bring it to Hatton, that his wife would let him? He thinks he's got problems now. This is why we don't bargain like that. I hear the offer is sufficient. And unto God the offer is everything. Relax. We give what we have. And each is as precious according to its giver. Work out the other problems. It doesn't mean that that kind keep is in mind, Aubrey. That kind of talent will be needed for you. Hold close to this person as it unfolds. You don't need all that out of the ground to dig it up. But you'll need processing. Just be patient. More, we're on a roll.
Okay. Here's a subject which is continually bombarding us. That is asking for comments, verification, denials, evaluations of different writers, speakers, and groups. There is a letter mentioning Dr. Earlene Cheney and the Ek Anchor group, which belongs to someone called Astara, and the Ekists. Also, question about the Essenes.
I will speak on the Essenes. All the rest, I'm going to have to just say, go back and listen to the tape. I am not going to speak on these other speakers. If you are reading enough to have a question about it, then if you read equally what we have to offer, you will know the answer. I am not going to denounce anyone so that you can go and say, well, Hatton said, no, I will not. You go and see what you say. God says, get it all. And you'll discern truth. But you must have the guidelines by which to discern. If you only go by the democratic laws of the episcopals, obviously the Catholics aren't going to cut it. So if I'm Episcopal, I'm going to say, oops, did you say Baptist? No, I am a host. I am simply a messenger of truth. And the truth is, you don't need any of it, but you need the knowledge. And if they give you truth in knowledge, fine. But if they are a indoctrinated group, they are going by man's doctrines. So you're going to have to at least go study somebody else's doctrines to get a little larger pool of information. And then you're never going to be able to separate your political state world from your spiritualness, because if you live in one or the other and you do not mix them, you're going to be stuck in one or the other. Now, if you are stuck in the spiritualness of truth, you will have investigated all of the spiritual offerings. And you will simply know that you simply are one with God. And if it is otherwise, then that means man has slopped over with his opinions and his doctrines and his disagreements with what already exists, has split off. And I say, go hear them if you have time. If you have read all 55 journals twice, I suggest you don't read them anymore and you go. And you spend all of your money, all of your time, and dress in their costumes and see if it makes a difference. Ones want me to denounce or condone, say, the Mormon Church. I condone them. Why would I not condone them? I deny their practices, that's all. Anything done in secret that you have to pay money for, tithing, getting into the temple, and swear to secrecy, is not of God. That is from Freemasonry, right out of England. Well, does it mean they're evil? Heavens to Betsy, no. It means they don't know any better. And the ones at the top of the organization were evil. And they still manipulate right down through it. And the hierarchy of the Mormon Church and the senators and representatives from Utah and Brent Scowcroft is the Mormon representative to the Committee of 300 and the trilaterals, whatever. Unilateral. He is a member of Kissinger and Associates. You see, without knowledge, you are helpless. You don't go strike down the Mormon Church. For goodness sakes, if you are a lady and you like the Relief Society and you want to do crafts, go to Relief Society. Just do not pledge your everlasting breath to a church. It is but a doctrine. You have given away your power. You don't give your power to Hatton. Get up off your knees. You take your power. That is God. Let us have another question.
Please comment about persons who send manuscripts to your attention or to America West.
Okay. We have one by the name of Zybold. Please, if it is around the Adams Street place or over here or whatever, let us send it back to this man. He apparently has sent a card or two asking for his manuscript back. Now, no one asked for his manuscript in the first place. It came, and it's just, we got piles and piles of things. And in researching, it was a book of poetry, mostly, sayings. writings. Hatton and Dorma write books, journals. Dorma wrote a motion picture that will be made into a motion picture. So we have to go back years and years to 1986 when Sipapu was written. That was basically for her confirmation for now. She can look back now, from now, and see that we wrote it. She didn't. We had a purpose for that. We do have, or will have, motion picture facilities, and at that point we will have readers. These manuscripts are sending, and hoping that George will read them and publish them. There's no money for publishing those things. Some will write and bring it to us, and it's quality. Hear me, it's quality, and it fits, and they've been nudged to write it. And when we have a motion picture studio and a production company, we must give the public something worth viewing. And certainly, Hatton doesn't plan to write all of the motion picture scripts. But when one sends things, they must ask for them back, or they have to understand that we're not in that mode now. And if it is a book they want published, it must go to the publishing company. And Hatton has nothing to do with it. And this is the reason that we try to keep distance. Ones want to entangle the journals and the liberators with the publishing company. We don't have a cult. We don't have a church. That's George's business. The distribution company is Desiree's business. And I'm trying to give them a break by taking the taping away so that they are not so overburdened in their service. I cannot ask even the editors of the journals to take on the load of even Dr. Coleman's work. It's separate from ours. Confirming, yes. And he is a friend, yes. But the proceeds of those books go to George and Coleman. Not for paying the editors for their time. And if it is going to be a money-making operation, then remuneration must be considered. And certainly the time. I alone keep all of you swamped. Well, why don't I scatter down? Well, Druthea has received, and we will publish a book by Sananda. Coleman has another book to publish. I use one writer, and this is why. When one start telling you, like from Carson City, Nevada, that I speak for Hatton too, and I'm told that we're to start this, that, and the other up here, and we're going to take and we're going to summarize all your books, and I work with Val, your old buddy. I don't know any Val, and he certainly isn't my old buddy. The very reason the master is not on your place in physical form, and that doesn't mean he doesn't appear in holographic form. But the reason he is not walking around among you in physical form is because it is not time, and you will know when he comes. And that takes away all doubt and wondering about who you are versus who he is, and I wonder if he's over there or over here. And here's a good point in your Bible. When they tell you he is over there or out yon in the desert, no, they are liars. Well, who does speak to this lovely person up there? I don't know. but I can guess. Isn't that Tom? And I've told this, and if even those ones listened, they would know. Hatton is speaking here. It doesn't mean that I don't speak other places, but the direction is given in one place for two reasons. You don't have to be confused. You don't have to like the material either. Don't misunderstand me. But you don't have to be confused about it. Two, if one human person can produce it, write it, speak it, and produce it, you have time to read it. That's just the way it is. And if you got started when she started, which was, you might think, 55 books, my God, that was 55 years ago. No. That was less than 3 years ago. Less than 36 months. So you do have catching up, and I sympathize, I empathize. And you don't have to read it, but neither will you know the answers. So that's the best I can do. But we do it this way, because this is the focus. This is where we must begin to lay the foundation. And this was the chosen way to do it. And that always comes back in, well, why us? Why not you? Who are you so special that it shouldn't be you who gets the job? You want someone else to go do it for you? Well, I mean, I'm unworthy. BS. Don't give me unworthy now that we're into it. And you want out of it. I keep my contract. And I expect you to. If you don't, then blessings go with you. And great sorrow. But that's the way it is. And we're here. We're not in the Crystal Cathedral. We're going to rattle their windows, but we're not there. We came just according to the plan, to the right place, to the right people. And if you're here, then you're one of the right people, and you're stuck with it. So I don't want to hear any moaning and groaning. Let's have another question.
Comes from Marin County. There were some explosions up there that were unidentified. And the lady asks, what can be done and what can people do?
They're playing with the grid and they're shooting lasers, pulses. They're practicing on great communities for depression, illness. They are toying with their grid. Also, they are shooting at the cosmospheres. You're at war. And you can't see the war that's going on, but you're getting the repercussions, do you see? Isn't everybody thrilled that your shuttle's back? It got out of hostage. Guess what? It only cost you, like, roughly calculating, about $53 billion this time. You shouldn't have shot their platform down. And you see, your little old shuttle wasn't even in space. It was being held in Australia. Isn't it fun? This is fun. Come on. This is fun. Let's have another question. This is what these sonic airquakes are about.
Change of pace. Biblical material versus democracy.
Go on. I'll have to come back to that one. I'm trying to sort out what that question could mean.
If when one comes into the light and begins to expand his knowledge, Is it true that more and more information flows?
Oh, yes. Not only does it flow, but you see it. You're aware of it. And as you ask for more, it's there. You get your prayers answered, precious ones. And information is the very best one. We can give it to you. Go ahead.
The next one is about the massive troop movement on I-15. And in Wyoming, Montana, and Nevada, in relationship to FEMA.
Well, it's just that the emergency regulations are going to be brought down, and they're getting these ones stationed around to enforce it. You're not ready for UN enforcement yet, you see. It will just be martial law or They just appear to.
This is.
I don't cost as much.
This is tape number 2, April 4th, 1992. Thank you, Commander.
These ones come right out of and have found what appeals to man. You are looking for your spirituality, and they can offer it to you. They can promise you how to get in touch with your higher self, and you grasp at it because you've forgotten it's right there. You know, you've got to go do something or nothing, depending on which is your trip, being or doing. And they have taken the name of the component, you know, the major programming parts of the computer system. And that's what they do. They program you. Go experience. If you have anywhere from $100 to $300 for the day. That's up to you. That's up to you. But you don't need anything to be with God. And more programming will only get you locked in more soundly to the confusion factor. You see, it's like the high-protein diet. How could the diet industry or the medical profession possibly tell you that's a good one? You eat a chicken leg a day and you're done. What would you do with the billions of dollars of crap you put in through your face to be on a diet? Unhealthy? Why did you get fat in the first place? That was the unhealthy part. If you got busy doing what you're supposed to be doing with your life, that would be the least thing that you focus on. And I guarantee you, your food and your intake and what you should or shouldn't eat is the biggest thing in your life after sex. And they'll even tell you, they even give you a diet for sex. I'm not joshing you. If you eat this, you know. Anything to keep you focused on spending money and locked in. Get out of prison. For goodness sakes, get out of prison. Look at what it is they're doing. Reason in your mind. Well, it's not good to be in ketosis for a long time. How do you know? Who told you that? Dr. Atkins said it's okay, but Dr. Goldberg said it's really wrong. How does he know? Well, the scientist said, what do the scientists know? What are ketones? Well, I don't know, but they turn little sticks purple. Well, what's on the little stick? Well, I don't know. Why do you ask me all these complicated questions? Because I want you to think. What makes you think that being in ketosis is bad? Well, because sometimes you're spilling ketones if you're diabetic. So what? It's how much glucose you spill if you're diabetic. Well, then I don't know, but they said it's pretty bad to remain that way. Well, the first potato you eat, you're out. So it has a quick remedy. And you're out even quicker if you choose pie or cake. So a little poison will fix it. Ketones are formed when you break down fat. Hot dog! We just have it, don't we? All us overweight now have it. Ketones are a normal byproduct of breaking down fat, which is a requirement of the body for fuel. If you are not getting carbohydrates, starches, and sugars. Now that was simple, wasn't it? We've gotten through another lesson. Uh-oh. What do I eat if I'm a vegetarian? Stay thin. So that you don't have to worry about it. God put things on your place for your use. It is not the utilization of these things. It is the gross mistreatment and irreverence of life. What makes the goat better than what the goat eats? Its level of consciousness. You ones have to come into balance with what is real and what is not. Do I advocate going and killing all the goats? No. But I want you to be reasonable in your thought processes. If you go into a market, let's just get it down. Let us go into your refrigerator that is now ready to grow green moss. Only it's inedible green moss. Why didn't you eat that piece of meat while it was still good? What have you done? Have you dishonored the cow? Yes. Not by originally having the meat, but by wasting it. Through the waste and the destruction do you become the bad stewards. Not by utilizing that which God has given for your use. And has given those very beings almost instant recycling. It's the difference in consciousness. They are never going to be of higher consciousness. You can take an ape and he will never be a man. You did not evolve from an ape. You evolved as a man, as a human in perfection. You have sought balance, and yes, you have evolved in natural selection. But you are the highest of the creations. Don't insult God. Those other things were created mostly to give you a balanced world in which to experience. And the joy and the sustenance of those things. And you're measured by how you use those things. Ones want to say the dolphins and the whales are higher beings. No, they're not. But they are brilliant. But they are not sold energy forms. And they're not brothers from outer space. There are plenty in places in outer space, and your place prepared for you has them. Count on it. Overly read me some questions.
All right. Number one from MJC in Oakland. I would like to know if it is possible to find out if I have an implant. If so, how do I go about this? If I do have one of these implants, is it possible to have it removed? If it cannot be removed, can its influence on me be negated? And if so, how? Does the existence of an implant within a person preclude them from making the transition? What will happen to pets, dogs, cats, etc., if of the people who do make the transition to another placement?
No, if you have an implant, and we have to, there are different types, and as I listen to the question, he is talking obviously of an adversarial implant or what they do in the military for programming purposes. Those are usually done with micro dots, microchips that are literally injected. They are so tiny that it would take much, much very complicated equipment to focus in on it. And it would be very difficult to remove it. So I would suggest that if you have one, you're stuck with it. And every military man from Korea on who has ever had an injection of any kind in the military has one. If they are no longer focusing on you, you won't feel many adverse effects from it ever. As from time to time they're activated for a given political need, you will respond. How do you counter that? It sounds too simple to believe, but if you know you have one, then you simply accept it and they cannot overprogram you. You just don't allow it. You forget the capability of this marvelous computer that you are, that you can override a mere micro dot. And if you are attuned to the extent that you're concerned about transition, then you are attuned enough in the frequency of the higher energies that they can't touch you with it. They can impact you, but they cannot cause you to act against your will according to the laws. Now that's all there is to it. It is totally simplistic. But you have to know what those laws are. You have to know where you're headed. Because in the confusion, the strongest of the programming will prevail. And if you already have the will that you don't want to do these bad things and you don't want to live in this depression and you don't want to do all of these things, then it will continue to fight against it and fight against it and fight against it. And finally, when you do know about it and what you're doing, you will simply put it aside, render it useless as far as the programming. It doesn't mean that you will not be maybe even more susceptible than your brother, but it's doubtful anymore because all of you are under attack all the time now. And they have been able to get micro dots in, and these are little receivers. They have the ability in every injectable there is. Remember, the elite, who they are, and they are the drug houses. So if you've had a shot of penicillin, you might well have already gotten your little dots. You have one guardian, and that is God. And if your intent is to serve God, especially during this transition, you're already on the list. And it's just as well if you don't dwell on it. Just know, it's like divorce anymore. There was a time, you know, when divorce was frowned upon, and to be from a broken home gave you an excuse to be every lousy thing and failure that you could think of. Well, now that so many of the children have five sets of parents, it's no longer an excuse. It may be a valid reason for confusion and erratic behavior, but it's no longer a good excuse. Let's have another one.
This is a much asked question. It's ascribed here to JCH from Arizona. I am forever in your service for the little bit of knowledge that you have given to me in your books and journals. But my biggest problem is my home. My wife will not even look at this wonderful work. Is there anything that I can do to work around this problem? Hatton would like to speak to the issue of underground visualization.
Wait. Oops. Let me. I've already covered that a little bit.
Yes.
But my direct confrontation to the issue would be, sit down, darling, here with me, precious. I would like to hear your objections. And it'll be something like this. Well, if you loved me, in total sobriety, sit together and say, look, I need, and quite frankly, darling, I need you to try to understand me. And you refuse. Do you not love me? And then, of course, it's going to come back. Of course, I love you. Love does not do this, Marianne. Love is giving. And if you love me, you will give me enough just to at least look at this before you make your judgment. You have no right to judge it or me without knowing. Well, it's evil and I refuse to taint myself with it. Then you have just said you do not respect me enough to give anything. And then, precious ones, you who are in the hot seat, have to release it. All right, you have just told me that you do not love me or this marriage enough to work at this. Well, I don't think our marriage has anything to do with it. It has everything to do with it. Your divinity, precious ones, has everything to do with it. And if you betray Seth enough to say, oh, well, you win, I won't read it anymore, I won't bring it in the house, and I won't talk about it, you have just served evil. Because even if what you are reading is evil and they will not look at it, they do not care enough about you to respect what it is you may be trying to see. It's hard. And you cannot force. And if they say, oh, well, let me have it, what do you think they're going to get out of it? But you must confront it if it means a great deal to you. And if you are reading it, you can also begin by saying, hey, let's put the spiritual part aside even. We'll deal with that later. Look at this. You know, there's a big underground defense facility right under our ground they didn't tell us about, with missiles armed. I don't want to hear about that. Why don't you want to hear about it? Well, because it just destroys my day. And every time I want to talk about something, you want to talk about this. What is it that you wanted to talk about? Well, Junior came home from school today. And they won't let him wear his hair in pigtails. Oh. You're going to have to put values and priorities. Because remember, you have to meet God. Not you and Mary. Not you and Junior with the pigtails. He's got to handle that. Mostly the teacher has to handle it, and you for letting him think that pigtails are okay. And maybe they're okay. I don't care about pigtails. It's you. What are you willing to sacrifice to earth, physical, plain? Because it's you. And if you deny God, just let's pretend that maybe I'm right. I certainly don't bring you anything that will hurt you. Goodness doesn't really hurt you. And if I'm bringing you a Christian Christ teaching, can't very well hurt you, can it? So let's just take a wild chance that maybe I'm right. And you deny it. Where are you? You're getting closer and closer and closer to judgment day. You're in the sorting. And you thought it came sort of when you got cancer and old and died. No. Somebody else lied to you. Judgment day comes while you're still very much alive. The choice is made while you're still alive. After you're dead, it's too late. You only know what you did wrong as that life goes by you in that split second. After it's too late to fix it. Some of you go on over here and say, ooh, oops, I didn't get it done, did I? No, sir. What do you want to do about it? I better go back. Nobody can do it for you. So you have to evaluate. And then I suggest you not push, because if you push, you drive them farther away. And once they have made an emphatic statement of, no, I will not, there is no saving face to come back and say, well, maybe I will. Most people are not that big, especially in this day and time when they are being bombarded and sucked over here and being trained that you need all of these other things to get to God. You know, you have to tithe, you have to do all of this. How can you do that? God's within. What are you going to do? Feed your nickels in through your slot machine? Let us have another question.
Could you speak to the issue of underground visualization as to searching for rare metals and things of that type?
Yes, I can. But also, I also know what else was in this particular writer's letter. This particular writer has a metals business. And he feels if he could find the precious metals, he could refine them, and then we would have, I mean, this is genuinely, it's like the man in France. Bless his heart, he had figured if he played the lottery so many times, and being in God's service, all we had to do was figure a way to send a ship to pick it up of money. We wouldn't be able to carry it all. And this is given in love. People are desperate trying to figure out how to help when they don't have it to send to help. What could I do? I'm in the metals business. You tell me where to dig and I'll melt it and I'll bring it to you. No, he won't. His wife hates us. Do you really think if he had all that gold and he was going to bring it to Hatton, that his wife would let him? He thinks he's got problems now. This is why we don't bargain like that. I hear the offer is sufficient. And unto God the offer is everything. Relax. We give what we have. And each is as precious according to its giver. Work out the other problems. It doesn't mean that that kind, keep is in mind, Aubrey, that kind of talent will be needed for you. Hold close to this person as it unfolds. You don't need all that out of the ground to dig it up. But you'll need processing. Just be patient. More, we're on a roll.
Okay. Here's a subject which is continually bombarding us. That is asking for comments, verification, denials, evaluations of different writers, speakers, and groups. There is a letter mentioning Dr. Earlene Cheney and the Ek Anchor group, which belongs to someone called Astara, and the Ekists. Also a question about the Essenes.
I will speak on the Essenes. All the rest, I'm going to have to just say, go back and listen to the tape. I am not going to speak on these other speakers. If you are reading enough to have a question about it, then if you read equally what we have to offer, you will know the answer. I am not going to denounce anyone so that you can go and say, well, Hatton said, no, I will not. You go and see what you say. God says, get it all. And you'll discern truth. But you must have the guidelines by which to discern. If you only go by the democratic laws of the Episcopals, obviously the Catholics aren't going to cut it. So if I'm Episcopal, I'm going to say, oops, did you say Baptist? No, I am a host. I am simply a messenger of truth. And the truth is, you don't need any of it, but you need the knowledge. And if they give you truth in knowledge, fine. But if they are an indoctrinated group, they are going by man's doctrines. So you're going to have to at least go study somebody else's doctrines to get a little larger pool of information. And then you're never going to be able to separate your political state world from your spiritualness, because if you live in one or the other and you do not mix them, you're going to be stuck in one or the other. Now, if you are stuck in the spiritualness of truth, you will have investigated all of the spiritual offerings. And you will simply know that you simply are one with God. And if it is otherwise, then that means man has slopped over with his opinions and his doctrines and his disagreements with what already exists, has split off. And I say, go hear them if you have time. If you have read all 55 journals twice, I suggest you don't read them anymore and you go. And you spend all of your money, all of your time, and dress in their costumes and see if it makes a difference. Ones want me to denounce or condone, say, the Mormon Church. I condone them. Why would I not condone them? I deny their practices, that's all. Anything done in secret that you have to pay money for, tithing, getting into the temple, and swear to secrecy, is not of God. That is from Freemasonry, right out of England. Well, does it mean they're evil? Heavens to Betsy, no. It means they don't know any better. And the ones at the top of the organization were evil. And they still manipulate right down through it. And the hierarchy of the Mormon Church and the senators and representatives from Utah and Brent Scowcroft is the Mormon representative to the Committee of 300 and the trilaterals, whatever. Unilateral. He is a member of Kissinger and Associates. You see, without knowledge, you are helpless. You don't go strike down the Mormon Church. For goodness sakes. If you are a lady and you like the Relief Society and you want to do crafts, go to Relief Society. Just do not pledge your everlasting breath to a church. It is but a doctrine. You have given away your power. You don't give your power to Hatton. Get up off your knees. You take your power. That is God. Let us have another question.
Please comment about persons who send manuscripts to your attention or to America West.
Okay. We have one by the name of Zybold. Please, if it is around the Adams Street place or over here or whatever, let us send it back to this man. He apparently has sent a card or two asking for his manuscript back. Now, no one asked for his manuscript in the first place. It came, and it's just, we got piles and piles of things. And in researching, it was a book of poetry, mostly, sayings, writings. Hatton and Dorma write books, journals. Dorma wrote a motion picture that will be made into a motion picture. So we have to go back years and years to 1986 when Sipapu was written. That was basically for her confirmation for now. She can look back now, from now, and see that we wrote it. She didn't. We had a purpose for that. We do have, or will have, motion picture facilities, and at that point we will have readers. These manuscripts are sent in hoping that George will read them and publish them. There's no money for publishing those things. Some will write and bring it to us, and it's quality. Hear me, it's quality, and it fits, and they've been nudged to write it. And when we have a motion picture studio and a production company, we must give the public something worth viewing. And certainly, Hatton doesn't plan to write all of the motion picture scripts. But when one sends things, they must ask for them back, or they have to understand that we're not in that mode now. And if it is a book they want published, it must go to the publishing company, and Hatton has nothing to do with it. And this is the reason that we try to keep distance. Ones want to entangle the journals and the liberators with the publishing company. We don't have a cult. We don't have a church. That's George's business. The distribution company is Desiree's business. And I'm trying to give them a break by taking the taping away so that they're not so overburdened in their service. I cannot ask even the editors of the journals to take on the load of even Dr. Coleman's work. It's separate from ours. Confirming, yes. And he is a friend, yes. But the proceeds of those books go to George and Coleman, not for paying the editors for their time. And if it is going to be a money-making operation, then remuneration must be considered. And certainly the time. I alone keep all of you swamped. Well, why don't I scatter down? Well, Drusilla has received, and we will publish a book by Sananda. Coleman has another book to publish. I use one writer, and this is why. When one start telling you, like from Carson City, Nevada, that I speak for Hatton too, and I'm told that we're to start this, that, and the other up here, and we're going to take and we're going to summarize all your books, and I work with Val, your old buddy. I don't know any Val. And he certainly isn't my old buddy. The very reason the Master is not on your place in physical form, and that doesn't mean he doesn't appear in holographic form, but the reason he is not walking around among you in physical form is because it is not time, and you will know when he comes. And that takes away all doubt and wondering about who you are versus who he is, and I wonder if he's over there or over here. And here's a good point in your Bible. When they tell you he is over there or out yon in the desert, no, they are liars. Well, who does speak to this lovely person up there? I don't know, but I can guess. Isn't that Tom? And I've told this, and if even those ones listened, they would know. Hatton is speaking here. It doesn't mean that I don't speak other places, but the direction is given in one place for two reasons. You don't have to be confused. You don't have to like the material either. Don't misunderstand me. But you don't have to be confused about it. Two, if one human person can produce it, write it, speak it, and produce it, you have time to read it. That's just the way it is. And if you got started when she started, which was, you might think, 55 books, my God, that was 55 years ago. No. That was less than 3 years ago. Less than 36 months. So you do have catching up, and I sympathize, I empathize. And you don't have to read it, but neither will you know the answers. So that's the best I can do. But we do it this way, because this is the focus. This is where we must begin to lay the foundation. And this was the chosen way to do it. And that always comes back in, well, why us? Why not you? Who are you so special that it shouldn't be you who gets the job? You want someone else to go do it for you? Well, I mean, I'm unworthy. BS. Don't give me unworthy now that we're into it. And you want out of it. I keep my contract. And I expect you to. If you don't, then blessings go with you. And great sorrow. But that's the way it is. And we're here. We're not in the Crystal Cathedral. We're going to rattle their windows, but we're not there. We came just according to the plan, to the right place, to the right people. And if you're here, then you're one of the right people, and you're stuck with it. So I don't want to hear any moaning and groaning. Let's have another question.
Comes from Marin County. There were some explosions up there that were unidentified. And the lady asks, what can be done and what can people do?
They're playing with the grid and they're shooting lasers, pulses. They're practicing on great communities for depression, illness. They are toying with their grid. Also, they are shooting at the cosmospheres. You're at war. And you can't see the war that's going on, but you're getting the repercussions, do you see? Isn't everybody thrilled that your shuttle's back? No. It got out of hostage. Guess what? It only cost you, like, roughly calculating, about $53 billion this time. You shouldn't have shot their platform down. And you see, your little old shuttle wasn't even in space. It was being held in Australia. Isn't it fun? This is fun. Come on. This is fun. Let's have another question. This is what these sonic earthquakes are about.
Change of pace. Biblical material versus democracy.
Go on. I'll have to come back to that one. I'm trying to sort out what that question could mean.
If when one comes into the light and begins to expand his knowledge, is it true that more and more information flows?
Oh, yes. Not only does it flow, but you see it. You're aware of it. And as you ask for more, it's there. You get your prayers answered, precious ones. And information is the very best one. We can give it to you. Go ahead.
The next one is about the massive troop movement on I-15 and in Wyoming, Montana, and Nevada in relationship to FEMA.
Well, it's just that the emergency regulations are going to be brought down, and they're getting these ones stationed around to enforce it. You're not ready for UN enforcement yet, you see. It will just be martial law or